Tech Check.
Brought to you by Bird and Bird, a global law firm in Ireland offering pragmatic advice to companies carving the world's digital future.
Good morning, Jess Kelly.
Good morning.
You were nearly going to video me there dancing, and I didn't realise that.
Every Monday when I come in here, so I'm half awake, stumbling in, and they play a bit of music. Like, I don't know how you're not out of the chair and on the table. You absolutely give it socks for 8:40 on a Monday morning. Fair play to you.
Only people are in and out of the studio less regularly. Shane Coleman doesn't notice when I dance.
Oh, no, and it's really funny because Shane has been there reading the papers, and you're just like coyote uglying in the middle of the studio. It's fantastic.
I'm up on the desk in my Daisy Jeans. That's all I'm short of. Jonathan notices because he's here less. He's like, why are you always dancing? I don't even notice I dance.
I'm lucky that I'm in a different studio. That's all I'm going to say.
I absorb the cringe for you, Jono. Don't worry.
You're here tomorrow, Jono, and the dance goes on. Jess, AI and teaching and education, we hear a lot about it as a negative. Mm. All negative, but no.
Not necessarily. And I think it's the same as when you apply it to any industry. There are definite benefits for the educators as well as the students. So a lot of the conversations that have happened up to this point have been, you know, kids are never going to think for themselves. They're going to just get ChatGPT to write about Pride and Prejudice and submit that as their essays. But the more that you look at it, and particularly in the US, there are teachers who are pioneering methods for using AI in the classroom. For example, if they are grading English papers, for example, some teachers are now feeding the essays into ChatGPT and asking it for prompts in terms of feedback to give back to the child to make improvements. That is
okay. So hang on a second. So kids aren't allowed to use AI to improve their essays, but teachers are allowed to use AI to improve their corrections.
Seems
a little bit unfair.
That's the way some teachers in the US are using it. Now, it should be noted and correctly noted that the Teachers Union of Ireland here just last week were expressing concerns around AI. They acknowledge, from what I've seen, that there are benefits to it. But they are saying that the teacher needs to remain the core of the classroom. And it can't be a case of, well, we'll get ChatGPT or whatever platform to write out our lesson plans, correct the homework, grade the tests, all the rest. There has to be a balance. But at this moment in time, there isn't really any rule book in terms of how both students and teachers can use it. So I know some teachers who use it for setting coding problems, for example. It is very beneficial because it's so creative and bananas and, you know, it's constantly innovating. But again, it comes back to, we need some form of rule book, guidelines and advice.
It strikes me as at the time when we were moving more and more towards CBA's classroom based assessments, that AI is problematic, because it used to be blank sheet of paper, 3 hours in an exam hall, the clock ticking, and very limited abilities to cheat in that scenario.
Yeah.
But if you're told, go off and write a project on Napoleon for your history, for your leaving cert, or whatever you're told, that we are in all sorts of dodgy territory now in terms of AI, and cheating in terms of CBAs and AI must be.
But that's been going on, Kira, since I was in school. And like, it wasn't necessarily AI, but it was Google. I clearly remember
Google,
being in transition year.
Essay mills, all that I know, but it's even easier now.
It is, but that's why we need, and it comes back to, as I said, parameters, but also education. We need to teach young people how to responsibly use it, because it is going to be the driving force of so many sectors when they enter the workplace.
So rules, basically, is what you're saying.
Rules and education, the two sexiest things in the world, and it'll absolutely make a difference.
Thank you for that, Jess Kelly.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.